Not long ago, analysts were predicting that electronic books, or e-books, would spell the end for hardcover and paperback books. Jonathan Welch, co-founder of Talking Leaves Bookstore, says he thinks both have their place in the world.
That's kind of borne out by in the last 5 or 6 years, independent bookstores in particular have seen a resurgence in business pretty much across the board.
Welch, who sits on the board of the American Booksellers Association, says claims that print would become extinct were overstated by people with a vested interest in e-books.
Technological people and the digital people sort of make these claims from the very get-go that they're changing the world and everything is going to change and it's all over. And generally speaking, they're right and they're wrong. I mean, it changes. There's no question things are changing, but the speed of the change is always accelerating. But there's always this something that, you know, there's something good about what it's displacing that isn't going to go away. Print is a great technology. It has been for a long time.
According to the Association of American Publishers, ebook sales fell by 10% during the first 5 months of this year. Buffalo and Erie County Public Library Chief Operating Officer Carol Batt says while circulation of print and media has decreased slightly, the trend at the library for ebooks is up.
In 2014, about 2.5% of our entire circulation was simply ebooks. To date, in 2015, we are circulating 5.5% ebooks. So even though our overall circ is a slightly down, where we are seeing the increase is with ebooks.
Batt says the library circulation statistics are not broken down by age, but they do know ebook usage crosses all generations.
We certainly have the grandparent using the Kindle or their iPad. We have the teens and the young adults, and we also have children. And it's interesting to note that the recent study that came out talked about the fact that kids really like to have the print item in their hands.
Welch, the independent bookstore owner, says he doesn't think digital will kill books, but he says mobile devices are not going away.
It seems like a lot of people are reading wherever they can with whatever method is easiest at the time they're there. Like, so if you're on a plane and you want to read on your phone, you read on your phone. Maybe you bring a book too. At home, maybe you pick up print, whereas traveling, you know, there's all these options. And I think that everything will find its level.
Batt agrees. And she says while the library's downsized a bit over the years, its collection still includes over 3.3 million physical items compared to just over 30,000 ebooks. She says she never felt that libraries were on their way out.
We'd see people's eyes light up when they hold that physical book, that smell of that book. There's just something about it. You know, we've got so many rare treasures in this Buffalo and Erie County Public Library system that the thought of a print copy ever going away permanently is just seems unfounded. But again, we're here to adapt. I mean, we had audio cassettes in our library system not that many years ago. I think some libraries even had 8-track cassettes. You know, now we have Blu-rays and we have downloads, and we will continue to try to listen and be responsive to what people would like from us.
Welch says online booksellers are one of his biggest challenges, and he's encouraging people to shop local throughout the year.
The other thing that we excel at is recommending books for people. So if you don't have time to browse, if you look at our staff picks, you look at the stuff that's on the tables, which we sort of curate in a particular way, then you'll find stuff. And if you ask, there's a good chance that one of the booksellers you're going to talk to is going to have some good recommendations.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.